You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel. User disconnected from your channel.
Done. Just did it. Fakeologist.com. What did I post? Oh, that's a good idea. Not the alien movie. No, not that garbage. I mean the Lennon Honor video Free Your Mind Conference 2015 link. And then I said about 15.
That sounds good.
Yeah. He stalks a good talk, you know.
Yeah.
And he does what he says.
Yeah. Have you seen the video? Does he talk about any fakery stuff or?
Yeah, he does. And he brings it up all the time. It's cool. It's just like
nice.
He doesn't even have to preface it. You know, when he's talking about 9/11, he's like, oh, ISIS, you know, it's, or Al-Qaeda. You know, he's automatically dismissive each and every time. And I loved it. So the whole crowd was with him on media fakery.
Yeah.
I really thought that. I was like, whoa, why don't we hook up with these people, man? Look at that.
Yeah, cool.
But they're all into it, and they're real-life people with hearts and lungs and houses and wives and kids who work for a living. You know, and their community. Other people know them.
Where's that conference?
Where was it? Well, Lennon Honor is in California. So, let's see. Let's see where it's at. Free Your Mind Conference. There's a link. Free Your Mind Conference, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, April 15th through 17th, 2000. Oh, this is the next one coming up, 2016.
Ooh,
this one hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Oh, all you Philadelphia people out there, Pennsylvania, you got a Free Your Mind Conference coming your way.
Yeah. Joseph lives up that way. Maybe he could go and be boots on the ground for us. Check it out.
Get out. See who the speakers are. Oh, it's who I was talking about. Jordan Maxwell is going to be there. Mark Passio, Max Egan, Bob Tuscan. That's, we stopped at the Freeman, ended up going to UFOs. Kathy O'Brien, Mark Phillips, Josie Wales, and she's holding guns. She's two pistols. Think she's related?
I don't know. Some of those people, I think, maybe are a little dubious. But okay, we got our man there. That's good.
Amy Hanshaw, she's really cute. That's really nice. John Vibes, Roz Ben.
Don't know any of those three, huh?
No.
I've heard of them. The others I have.
I haven't heard of any of them. Maybe. You know, if I don't like a video, I'll watch a couple minutes of it and I'm done. I just leave it in my brain. You're done. You're in the doghouse, and they all go in that same part of my brain.
User disconnected from your channel.
Oh, hey, Kosef, what's up, man? You just left the channel. Are you there?
User disconnected from your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel. Disconnected. Connected. User joined your channel.
Hey, everybody, it's the Avarado here. I've been on in a while. It's October 23rd, 2015. I'm in the live stream. Got Zyle Felix. Zyle Felix are going to grant him some talk powers. Zyle Felix and Rolo, welcome, guys.
Hi, Ab. Got a sore throat.
Thanks.
I'm a bit
hoarse. Thanks for having me.
For having me. I've been away for a while. I've been very busy. Life is getting in the way. Realize I do work a full-time job. And it does get in the way of maintaining the site. So if people are not happy that I'm not posting or not responding to every single comment and exclamation point, it's because I have a few things I have to do all the time. Ball, yeah. How about you, Rolo and Zyle or Felix?
Yeah, I've been. I don't have to go to work, but I'm a bit. I haven't been well. I've got a sore throat. I've got a throat infection. I can't. Talk much. I've been talking too much with Rollo out of the stream in the lobby.
Yeah, we were having a great chat. We were talking about a few other things. Let's talk about the Thompson twins.
Oh yeah, I've been putting out some stuff about these characters. They're like the parallel of the astronaut twins, but these are the Thompson twins who worked in Cantor. Well, one of them worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. The other's still alive, apparently, in America. But it's a weird pair because you never see a picture of them together. I've put this in my Fakeologist write-up of them. There is no photo available of these twins, and they're identical twins. Why are they never together? I want to know. They went to school together, went to university together, they went to America together, they lived together for 5 years. There's not a single photo of them together. Why? My question.
Well, how developed are the 9/11 victims, really? How developed are all their stories? How developed are their guest book and or their 9/11 memorial?
Well, I've been through that. You have to read you know, what I've written, you know, I've been through everything I could.
Okay.
And their births are both recorded 50 years ago.
Oh.
They're both the births. I've not got the certificates. You know, you could probably pay for their certificates. You know, you pay 10 quid and then you might get their birth certificate. That's the way to do it. But, you know, I can't hear, sorry. You've gone out.
Oh.
I can't hear you.
Not pay or you did pay? One, two?
You're breaking up there, Ab.
I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm in a bad area.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad area, the usual
Sorry,
bad
my
area.
Wife's got me doing
pay
bloody handyman
did
things.
Not pay.
My wife's got me doing handyman things while I'm on the bloody radio. Keep going, Ab. Where did you get
pay
with this can of...
Pay did not pay.
I know. You have to wait till you get into another cell. You're still there, are you, Zal?
I'm still there. Yeah, yeah. That was interesting where you got me onto the Cantor Fitzgerald memorial. It's on the Clues Forum site. What's the forum called? It's Memorial Scams Victims, page 38 on your hymn book, and that's it mentions the Cantor Fitzgerald, the names of their victims who are not even on their own memorial, like they didn't even know they worked for them. And there are quite a few British ones there. That's the interesting thing. The British ones are highly overrepresented on the missing names. There's Jeremy Mark Harrington, Surya Clark, Gavin Anthony Cushney, Robert Eaton, and, of course, the Thompson, Nigel Bruce Thompson. And those are all the British, victims. There are only 68 of them, and I've just read out, like, about six or so there that are missing from the Cantor Memorial site. Smoking Gun on the 19th of July 2011 says this is a joke. And it is, isn't it? They can't even, they don't even know who their own workers were, who are dead, allegedly.
Guys, can you hear me now? 2212?
Yep, perfect.
That's better, yeah.
Perfect.
Is Cantor Fitzgerald a real company?
Yeah. You can see online reports, certainly in the British financial. Well, the company websites, you know, showing all their directors and all their subsidiaries and all their, you can get their accounts and, you know, the various, they had loads of subsidiaries like Cantor CO2E, one of their carbon trading companies. And they had loads of subsidiaries with the American directors and the British directors were all on the boards of them. And you can see how long they were on the board for and their last time on the board, if they died, was 9/11 and, there's a lot of paperwork to do with Cantor in Britain and probably in America.
How far back do they go? How far back does Cantor go?
Back into the 90s. There's also a subsidiary or an associated group. It's got like three initials. Yeah. Let me see. We've got a site called Duodil, D-U-E-D-I-L, Duodil. And you get into that and you can get information about every company in Britain. And, you know, you can see who the directors are and what other companies these directors belong to. I'll try and find it. Well, keep talking. I'll just have a little fiddle around. I'm sure Cantor's still going. Their headquarters was near Tower Bridge in London, the London headquarters. Yeah, one America Square.
Oh, wow. So they were overrepresented. Yeah. They were overrepresented in 9/11 victims.
Yeah. Mental work. And in the ones that are missing from their own memorial site, British workers seem to be especially missing, all I can say. But
very interesting.
It seems to be the one that Simon Shack seems to focus on. That was one of his main point of focus with the victims, Anna Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I mean, there are loads of different companies all registered in Britain. Cantor Fitzgerald Europe, Cantor Fitzgerald Capital Markets, Cantor Fitzgerald Services, Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, Cantor Fitzgerald Nominees Limited, Cantor Fitzgerald Assets, Cantor Fitzgerald Financial, BGC, that's the holding company, BGC, that's all part of Cantor Fitzgerald, BGC Services Holdings, BGC Technology, all the same directors, groups of directors. Yeah, it's a great big like rabbit warren of companies.
Yeah.
I haven't got the brain to unravel it all. You know, these.
Imagine if Simon's all over it. There's something stinks to high heaven with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of research has been done on it, but I can't keep it in my head. You know, it's too massive.
The number one guy on Larry King Live after 9/11 was the CEO, somebody Lutnick.
Howard Lutnick.
Yeah, he was on all the time, blubbering away. He was a major darling after 9/11. I've to Larry King Live. I used to appointment watch him. I was always looking for the dumb questions that he asked, actually. The fact that he never listened to the answer.
Yeah, Simon's got
Howard Lutnick wasn't that crying one, though. No, that was a different
He was.
Well, he blubbered on. He was balding down the middle and hair on the sides, and he was a major blubberer.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at a picture of him now on that page 38, Centaur Victims, Centaur 9/11 Memorial Scams, I mean. Just to that page I referred to, there's a nice big picture on the very same page of Howard, screenshot from Simon. And they out of 658 victims, they only list 380 on their own site. They're missing nearly 300 of their own people on their own site. MentorFamilies.com. It's too silly for words. Simon says, how simple. America, when are you going to wake up soon? Simon writes. That was 4 years ago.
Yep.
He's a very plausible guy.
The answer would be never.
Never, yeah. Never. Yeah.
Forever. Funny you mention twins because... One of the only things I have time for these days is just going on the Twitter. As Twitter is, it's good for the sound bites of information here and there, which is about all I have time to write these days. Follow the astronaut Scott Kelly.
We were talking about me and Ronald.
We were. Yeah, we were.
He has a twin, of course, we're told, called Mark Kelly. And it's quite... I'm convinced that it's the same actor that plays both with some really poor imagery. Showing the two in the same picture.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. But that's
really tell me.
The one with the goofy Gabby Mark with the mustache. Yeah, they look different to me. I mean,
there's two of them.
Scott's way fatter.
I think there is two of them.
I think there's two of them, but with all the shenanigans going on in media fakery today, Ab, I don't blame you for saying why not. Because there's no space station. We know that's a lie.
But my point is that twins are one of the oldest deception techniques in the book. Twins are chosen specifically for deception purposes. I think one of the movies on magicians that you recommended or I recommended. Had a set of twins in
there. The Prestige with Christian Bale. Is that the one?
It was used. It was a major trick.
Yeah, it had David Bowie in it.
Okay.
David
probably.
The Prestige,
really enjoyed all the magician movies. Yes. Yeah, I really enjoyed all the magic tricks. Sorry.
You're
bad right. Area number two. The number of magics in movies that are used in hoaxes. That's all.
Cool. Xyloflex, we were talking about that NASA uses every trick in the book, and we were getting to the I don't know if we were both on this flat Earth thing that seems to be rubbing certain fakeologists up the wrong way. It could be a guilt by association thing. I'm not into the flat Earth thing. I'm into NASA being a total fraud with this fake space station and all the other shenanigans they get up to. I've resisted getting into the flat Earth thing because I don't know if there's any possible outcome or conclusion. Either way, I don't know if there's any point with the flat ball Earth argument. I think it's all a ruse to attach to people that are anti-NASA, which I certainly am. I think NASA is one of the most disgraceful, despicable organizations ever to be inflicted on the human race. They're not for all humanity. They're robbing people blind. They're raping children's minds and lying to them. They get them young. The latest NASA video with Obama talking to Kelly and his mate up there is just horrible. And it's just, again, aimed at children with these stupid colored bubble experiments and things like that. Nothing really scientific. How to go to the poo. Have a poo and have a wee in space. You know, it's graceful.
I'll put a link in there to the twins' birth, by the way.
Sorry, that was my little diatribe.
No, I agree with you, Rollo. I really do agree with you. I'm leaning your way in the whole DBA. Don't know either. Sorry, Zyle, what was the link?
I put a birth link in there, an online birth to the twins. Can you see it in the box? Can you click on that?
Which twins?
The Cantor. Well, one of the Cantor.
Thompson twins, mate.
Yeah.
Can we play Hold Me Now? Hey, should I play Hold Me Now? Yeah. Hold me now. Whoa, warm my heart. Stay with me. Let loving start. Who remembers that tune?
That should bring up the link anyway. Yeah. That's the recorded verse.
I like that song, yeah.
Who couldn't? Thompson twins.
You're convinced that these two guys... You think these two twins, the Kellys, are real people?
Yeah. Okay. Are the astronauts...
Real actors.
Yeah, what do you...
Real actors.
I think they're real, yeah. Yeah, they're a bit... Okay. You could do the lose a bit of weight, grow a bit taller, but apart from that, I think he's real.
Every time he's doing the fake space thing, he looks like he's about to burst a blood vessel in his brain. He gets so red in the face.
He's upside down, yeah. Hey, if you're hanging upside down, yeah, it would hurt.
Yeah.
Are you standing on your head?
Is he really fit, you know? They must be really fit to be astronauts, mustn't they?
That would be the idea, yeah.
Yeah. It must be tremendous.
If you are
fit.
Hanging upside down on a wire, it is very taxing on all parts of your body that are not supposed to be hanging upside down.
And also, if you could have sit on that trial pooper, you know, not the real pooper, but the one where you've got to try out, get your position right. Hey, Hammer, is there a book of positions?
Training pooper.
Yeah. And it sucks the turds out of your butthole. That's so hilarious.
I thought the camera with a monitor and
you can watch that was the biggest of all. The camera. Oh, that's so wrong.
Oh, well. It's for first of all.
It's to amuse children. It's to amuse children.
In your face.
Yep.
That's mockery. It's mocking the gullible public.
I agree. Yeah, well done for posting that because I that entertained me no end because maybe I'm just a big child at heart. But that's been a question they've been asking NASA for years. How do you go to the bathroom in space? And it does look awfully unhygienic. People sticking their bits into tubes all over the place.
I like your rants on NASA. They're good. I like them, Rollo.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Give you a thumbs up.
My latest one on Charlie Duke got posted over at The View on the Bog. So that was people are asking me, am I sane or not? I go, of course I'm sane. But if you don't make a rant entertaining, there's no point doing it. So it's to be entertaining and I believe what I say. Yeah.
Maybe your appearance throws them off a bit.
Take two on that one. I missed that.
Your appearance throws them off a little.
Oh, right. Well, I just have to cope with it. I mean, how I can't change what I look like.
No, you're fine. We know you. Okay, just the The uninitiated in Roloisms might be affected by your appearance and or delivery.
Yeah, well, we were, I mean, just, I'm not to change the subject too much here, but I was a
I got 5 minutes.
I was a little bit upset with the infighting going on with you and Simon. Upset me a little bit.
Not fighting, like, I'm just inquiring and...
Yeah. No, we're, Xyloflex and me were talking about it before. This fakeologist.com is not cluesforum.info, and we're basically standing up for you, mate, which is you can't ban everyone for having a differing view on everything. I agree with that totally.
Oh, not. You have no one to talk to, in other words.
That's right. And I thought that was that kind of reminded me of you and Simon having that back and forth there in that thread. Kind of reminded me of me with my parents fighting when I was a youngster, when I was a child. It's like, there's no winners here. So, but you had to stay firm on that.
You have to respect each other's views. I had a lot of respect for Simon, obviously. His research is 9/11 is the best. And I'm immersed more in the audios of the NASA bashers than he is, probably. So I get a lot more of it than he does. So maybe I'm less objective because all the audios I've been listening to lately, I've just switched to the NASA bashers. They actually hardly talk about the flat Earth at all.
That's right.
NASA all day long, and they, of course, they flip in a bit of flat Earth. Maybe that's to poison the well. I don't know. But I really enjoy the NASA bashing. I enjoy all the errors they point out, the ISS simulation. I just enjoy all the chatter. And every now and then they throw in a few flat Earth things that I don't necessarily agree with, but overall, they get a lot. These guys are working hard, and I don't know how they do it, how they find all these people, or how they find the time themselves to do all the interviewers. Obviously, I don't have time anymore because I'm really too busy earning a living, but I enjoy hearing all the voices. And when they get into the flat Earth proof and whatnot, I really zone out because I don't have much to say about it, but I still listen to it. But you know what? I listened to Fetzer talk about nukes for a couple of years. And it didn't do anything for me. Didn't sway me over. But you know what other people are listening to.
You get mentioned. The fakeologist gets mentioned in the latest ISS watch. And they barely talk flat Earth at all. And it's fantastic, actually, the latest ISS Globusters. So you might want to post that.
You liked it a lot?
The latest one, yeah, because
that's got the Morgul.
What happens? Go again?
Guy named the Morgul and Bob on.
Yeah, that's the one. And the funniest part is when the ISS is going over the Earth and something goes wrong because they're layering that thing and the Earth goes, so it's just basically the ISS in front of a black screen. It's a classic bit. It's so amateur hour, that whole ISS feed thing. And, it's well worth a post, I think. The latest ISS
watch. I only listen to the audio. I only listen to the audio. I don't watch the video. I only listen to the audio. I don't have 3 hours to sit on my computer forever.
Yeah, so you get a mention. You get a mention in there. And it's not flat Earth. It's basically how ridiculous the ISS thing is. And it's, I think you should post that.
Well,
I reckon,
Bob.
People would enjoy it.
Do you remember the minute? Well, if you can find the minute mark of the mention, I'll definitely post it. And
right,
think I was, Bob was bringing up Simon's question about why the North Pole 24 hours and the South Pole has 17 hours. Right. And I can't remember exact. Simon was mad that I didn't address it. I said, well, I don't really know, honestly, and I'm not really concerned about it, but.
Is that why you're not posting them much anymore? Or is it because Simon has a problem with it?
No, I don't. I don't post for Simon. I just post for myself, really.
Sure.
And I usually post ones that really stand out to me. I have been posting a lot of them, and I don't want to reach every single audio of all these flat Earth themed shows, just because I think people now know how to get them.
Yeah.
They all have their own channel, so I think they pretty much know how to get
them. I just
thought
that one was special. I thought that one was special
because I've been in the comments. Well, no, I didn't see the NASA. I didn't see it because I'm not watching. I didn't really hear them mention it, but did hear them, Gus. I put Simon's comment in. They had all sorts of technical problems that night too.
It wasn't a good listen, Ab. So maybe it's not good for most people. But it was instructive in how NASA are just a bunch of liars. That's what I like about it. Anyway, yeah.
What I was trying to say is I put Simon's comment into their live stream the week before because Simon wanted to know these guys thought of that anomaly. And I can't remember exactly how it goes. Okay. And Bob, who is a Foos Forum, Bob comment in, and I don't think that they really answered the question really at all. Kind of glossed over it. Bob is a Foos Forum fan. They didn't really even answer the question to my satisfaction anyway. Oh, so that's why I kind of left, because there wasn't really an answer.
All right. Dialflex, you got any response to that?
I'm not really interested in the flat Earth, you know. As I said, I can't get it. The only thing I'm interested in is Antarctica a little bit, but the flat Earth, well...
Tied in? Antarctica tied in, though, seriously.
Yeah, it is, but you know, what the pictures from outer space and that, I don't know. From, you know, the curved Earth, I don't know. It's above my pay grade, all that stuff. I read it, but I don't try and analyze it.
Good on you, Zylflex.
It's all tied together, though. This is the whole point.
It's a big waste of time, though. It's too much time. You know, we've got to concentrate on smaller areas. If I went down every flat Earth rabbit hole, I would. You know, I wouldn't have any other time for anything, you know. I wouldn't be able to eat.
I agree with Dialflex there. I agree with him. I think this flat Earth thing is some sort of concerted effort to take people's eye off the ball, if you want to call it that.
I think they've been trained up very well, the purveyors of this stuff. They're very smooth people. They've been hand-picked for it. They've done their research and... No, they can keep us talking for hours on it, but it's a waste of time. You know, it doesn't affect my life really, whether the Earth's flat or round.
I was talking to Xyloflex before about when I had a fight with Frank the Salt Guy, who's obviously rubbed Simon up the wrong way, because some of their back and forth in the chat are legendary. But he tried to drag me into the flat Earth thing. When I was having a bit of a stoush with him about Dallas Skullbuggery, and I just went, no, I'm not interested in flat versus ball Earth. I think it's a distraction away from NASA. Whereas the ISS and that being fake and these fake people, these fake astronauts, is something that is totally media fakery based and fakeology based. We should stick to that. What do you reckon, Ab?
Okay, well, Jaronism, and Bob, and Morgyle, they talk deeply fakery. And yes, they do lace it with flat earthisms. No one is talking more about NASA fakery, at least in an audio style or YouTube style, than those guys are. That's why I listen to them.
Russian Vids has got a problem with Jaronism, though, trying to make money off it. What do you think of that?
Okay, well, I don't really care. I don't need to eat. He doesn't. I don't have to give money. Everyone needs to eat. This guy is working flat out, putting out all this stuff. Then you want to send him money? Send him money. I don't care. It's like I don't care if you give $5 to the guy at the side of the highway. I don't give the guy at the side of the highway money. I know he's making a pretty good living at it, and it annoys me.
Well, look, I love Jaronism's sense of humor, and I sent him a video for his flat Earth thing. Hopefully he plays. I pulled the Baphomet.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he'll play it or not, but. I do love his sense of humor.
I like him too. I like his wife and like Bob. They seem to be MIA now, and I just enjoy their chatter on the. They know for sure that NASA is completely 100% fake, and nobody is pounding them harder than those guys are right now. Okay, so they believe the Earth is flat. Oh, great. That's their prerogative. But
I pretty much know for sure, Ab. The day I saw that car. And Xyloflex must remember this because he's a little bit older than us. The car driving around on the moon. I knew the second I saw that How the hell did they get a car to the moon?
Oh, yeah, you knew you were looking at a dune buggy, which you see on the beach.
A dune buggy, yes.
Much the same thing. That's all nonsense.
Alflex, where were you when man landed on the moon? Do you remember?
I was at school.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When did you believe it again?
I don't know. Space has never interested me, so I just, it's just something that was in the newspaper or on the TV, and it was just something that passed me by. I wouldn't even bother to investigate it. You just accept that's what happened, but you don't need to go there, So
I got to go for dinner. Nice chatting with you. Hopefully you guys keep going on it, and I'll listen later.
Right.
Sure. It's always, hey, Ab. Stay out of man, don't let the bastards grind you down.
Grinding me. Hey, Zyle, if your voice is up for it, can you do a little promo? I've got one from you.
Promo of what? Myself.
I'll do it for you. So, hi, I'm Xyloflix, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
One like that? That's exactly right.
I'm Xyloflix, and I've got a sore throat, and this is fakeologist.com.
Do on that.
Come on, Xyloflex, you can do better than that.
I can't. I got a sore throat now. I can talk. I can't talk. I'm going hoarse now. I've been really rough a couple of days.
Have a bit of honey water. Honey water.
Yeah,
honey water.
Honey and lemon, yeah. Honey and lemon, yeah.
M sips. All right, go those Blue Jays, Abba. Like, I know you don't, I know you're not fully into them, but they are 3-2 down in the ALCS, and Zach Hubbard hasn't got back to me yet, but I'm hoping he's going to say that the Blue Jays win the whole show this year.
Won't, but they might not. I don't know. They're playing tonight, right? About now, right?
No, it's still an hour and a half away.
Okay. All right. Well, all the best, guys, and
thanks for joining us.
See you, man.
For joining the audio chat. Might come back later in an hour. I might come back in an hour after dinner. We'll see what happens.
Come back in an hour, and I'll be here. I'll have some songs set up. We'll play We'll play a Thompson Twins song. What do you reckon?
Oh, well, sure.
I think we should. The Can of It's Gerald and their chicanery.
Okay, over and out.
All right, have a nap.
User disconnected from your
channel. Hang here for a bit?
Yeah.
You want to hang here for a bit?
A little bit, not too long. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on these personalities? Like, I was talking about Piers Morgan and him going over.
Oh, he's complete actor and part of the system, isn't he? Yeah, he's just somebody to put the story out there.
He went over to America and to CNN. Yeah, I found him abhorrent. Most people in the media aren't they, mate?
That's his job, He's just doing the job of breaking this fake world and, selling it to us as if it's real. Anderson Cooper, it's just their job, I think anybody in the news, they're just doing their job until their pension comes. Mm-hmm. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
That's right.
That's the
because
package, isn't it?
You were saying before, most things come from Associated Press and Reuters. And now, because Ab's got a lot of American listeners, what you were saying before, there's a paper called The Metro that they give out for free.
Yeah, in London, it's in other parts of Britain as well. I don't know, they might do it in other parts of the world as well, in different languages, but It's just full of like fake stories and fake celebs and fake shootings, pavements exploding. I just laugh at it all. It's just, but they've got this captive market where people are stuck on a commuter train. They have to read it and it's free. So, they're embedded in it with, as they go to work and they just sort of drink it in their silence because you don't talk on a commuter train or a commuter bus. And and then the job's done. They everything that's reported is real. You just read about shootings and beheadings and blowpipe poisonings.
The blowpipes.
Yeah.
Explain that.
A blowpipe massacre. We've had axes. We've had swords. We've had guns. We've had shotguns. And the next one that we reckon is going to happen will be a blowpipe massacre where somebody loads, they've got a quiver of these poison darts on their back and they go into a restaurant and and the diners are all dropping in their, their tomato soup
face down in their tomato soup with a poison dart in their neck.
And then I don't know how he commits suicide. He gets somebody else to fire a poison dart at him because they've got to die, haven't they? The perpetrator's got to die, and it's all like clear. There's nobody to go to court, and it's all nicely sealed up like this one in Sweden.
Well, I got told that's actually how they killed Kennedy. It was some sort of shellfish poison with a sort of sort of blowpipe where the guy with the umbrella behind the roadside
blowpipe from the grassy mound, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody good act there. What's that thing
that Ab suggested the other day, which was from JFK to 9/11, everything is a rich man's trick. It's a 3.5-hour movie. And they're saying that the actual headshot came from down below. There's a sort of sewer pipe, a gutter. And they're saying that the headshot came from there. I'm going, no, I'm not sure about that. But they're claiming in that film.
There was no JFK shooting, was there?
It all seems pretty fake to me. But
that's what Fetzer goes on about all the time, isn't it? The JFK. His recent podcast, though, he talks about the Boston bombing as if it was all a fake and a drill. And you know, how is he going to develop that, having said it? I mean, there weren't many comments, I don't think, under the podcast. It's a very recent one. Did you? It must be called The Real Deal.
No, I haven't seen it, but you mentioned it before.
The Real Deal.
Yeah, so Jim Fetzer, he was late. He's late to JFK. Well, he still hasn't got there yet.
But he's peddling Sandy Hook as a complete fake.
But he's onto Boston.
Now.
He's actually calling Boston out as being a hoax.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'll just look at the, find the reference.
Veterans Today? Is that the Veterans Today one? Or
no, it's on The Real Deal. I just
on the Real Deal
put it on to send me to sleep. You know, I tend to go to sleep with one of these podcasts and I sort of wake up.
Yeah, I gave up on him years ago, mate. Just on that blowpipe. Fake event. someone said something in the chat the other day that amused me too. Is that like how ridiculous is the ISS? Well, how long until the shooting massacre on the ISS where they all start pulling guns out, each other because they're all sort of cramped into this. You know, you got to piss. You know, you let off a fart in there. Where does the farts go in on the ISS?
I know. Yeah. I think you're going to exploding toilet.
It's just too much fun to laugh at the ISS, the International Fake Station, and NASA has disabled. I'll tell you that Scott Kelly on NASA Johnson, where he's playing with the colored bubbles with his fancy 4K camera,
that he
could be pointing out the window and showing constellations and. And nice tight shots of the moon, maybe, and lovely shots of the Earth. No, is still sitting there with his, in his fat suit, playing with coloured bubbles with his, you know, with his spectacles on, trying to amuse children. And what NASA did is when Red Pill Revolution. What he did is said, look, let's do a truth bomb on this. And so all his mates went over there and a lot of other people went over there and looked at it and said, well, this is bullshit. And then NASA just immediately freaked out and disabled the comments. They just freaked out. This had 1.5 million views.
Yeah,
and they freak out.
Yeah,
it's just so sad.
They're putting them out with no comments, aren't they now? Comments disabled before they start.
They're not doing that. But what they're doing is that I think they're employing people now to take out the some of the more negative comments, and which you can tell because the section doesn't flow then because then people are writing things. Hold on, it's what's missing sometimes is more telling.
They're definitely disabling comments on some of the NASA videos, aren't they? So you
they
can't
are,
comment
yes.
full stop. Yeah, we need to. Yeah, I think that, by the way, that fits. It was with those Red Ice, I think. Red Ice Radio.
Oh, yeah. What's his name again, the guy that runs that?
Is Henrik somebody?
Henrik, that's
or,
right.
Yeah, I'll drop the link in. I think that's the one, but I can't remember where he talks about, well, he always talks about JFK, but I think that's the one, Breaking the Media Spell. I think we didn't go to the moon either. I think that he does... Yeah, October the 2nd. I think he does mention the Boston in that. I need to listen to it again. I'll drop it in there.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that Henrik guy. He has some pretty Looney Tune characters on his show, but, I mean, to have a show every week, you've got to have... He's always been edgy.
I'll put the link in there.
Sure, yeah, I can see it.
I think that's the one.
All right.
He had John Friend on the show as well. I'll have to listen to that.
Did he?
Recently? He's put... I was just looking at the real deal. He put one up on the 21st, two on the 21st, one on the 19th, two on the 19th. Yeah, so, yeah, he's put... John Friend.
I haven't heard
19.
Him in ages.
Yeah.
John Friend.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I just noticed that.
I think he went and got another occupation.
Yeah, he did. But, I mean, he worked all out of the fakery himself, I think. You know, I think he came into it genuinely that, you know, he was like an onion, and every layer he peeled off, it just got more and more fake. And then he found his own little niche and went off down that road. He doesn't talk too much.
He kind of, because of the Nazi thing. I never got that feeling from him. I always got a positive. I mean, Simon Shack was good enough to speak to him, and I mean, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I like John Friend. He's a good talker. He's a nice guy. He did try and join Clues Forum, and he got booted off straight away. I don't know what happened there.
We were talking before. Clues Forum's pretty.
They booted him off.
They have been burnt before, but I think they are kicking some genuine people off that shouldn't be.
Yeah. But, yeah, he doesn't talk too much about media fakery now. It's mainly the, you know, the Nazi.
Yeah,
he's gone down.
Well,
but, you know,
I guess they don't want that in there.
It's very deep and political for me, and I'm not interested.
I am. I think the Holocaust and exaggeration of the Allies, the Western world, against the killing of 6 million people is abhorrent. And a lie.
It's difficult to research, isn't it? You can't research it, so it's not like, you know, I'm interested
I think John Le Bon is going to have a red hot go at it, and good on him for that, because I'm all with him. I think the typhus, I mean, the Allies bombing the train tracks and whatnot, and yes, they put people into concentration camps, and yes, they starved at the end of the war.
Yeah,
and a lot of dead people. And, of course, they used that as proof that there was systematically killing, gassing, and slaughtering people just like an industrial, you know, factory type thing. And, of course, I have major problems with that. David Irving has researched that a lot, and we've all seen what happened to him. I don't know if you know about David.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go down that route. I'm not gonna.
No, you're right.
I've got my own little research area. I'm narrow sort of researcher.
And your main focus is on local psyops, isn't that what you're saying?
Like, pretty European, I guess, mainly European fake events. Not all terror. Not all.
You were saying before about the Tunisia. Tunisia one, a certain website didn't really
go into it too deep. I mean, Clues for Fakeologists got into it quite nicely.
They did.
It was a big
that
big
was
event,
our friend,
wasn't it?
That was
40...
our friend Tony Tommy.
Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, really was on top of that, because where was all the blood on the beach?
What was it?
It was someone with an automatic weapon just unloaded on. Explain it to me again.
Glided into the beach, didn't he, on a paraglider with his loaded up with the ammunition in his gun, and then needed to gun down 38 people who didn't bat an eyelid before they were
38 gunned. People. It's a good number, isn't it? Three plus eight.
But the narrative was pretty thin. It's totally unbelievable. And it didn't really get a lot of coverage elsewhere.
And if you remember, they did another one in Tunisia where someone went nuts in a museum or something.
They had them
all running out. And I saw the video of that, and that was fake as hell.
That was covered on Clues Forum, wasn't it? Yeah, the museum. Yeah, museum killing. Yeah.
Fake as hell.
There are just so many of them. They get tedious in the end. You know, everything you touch that looks fake, it tends to be fake. I've only been called out once on an event, and it was just a trivial sporting event, and I said that looks fake, and then Tom disagreed. I reanalyzed it, and it wasn't fake. It was just a very unusual way that, you know, the event unfolded. It was a cycle race and the crash, and, you know, you couldn't have staged it. But it looked very weird when I first looked at it. And, you know, and right. If I look at something again, I will correct myself. But time after time after time, just your initial thoughts, just from the headline you see or the headline you hear, it's a fake event. You know, I'd love to be able to say, no, I was wrong, but...
I think that's a lot. The trouble with the human animal, Xyloflex. Some people, whatever they, it's like your first impressions of someone when you meet them. If you don't like them, sometimes it's hard to change and say, "Oh man, I was wrong about this guy," or if I, the first thing I hear about, say, a certain news event or something, I change my mind all the time, and I've changed it, and then I've changed it back. Change it back again, you know, with the more evidence and the more logic and and deductive reasoning that you do on certain topics, to be stuck rigid somewhere.
Yeah, well, I've got an open mind, but every
yeah, you have to
every bit of evidence you have, though, it never shows anything to be real to me anyway. Well, as soon as I'm looking deeply at it,
but it's not all fake, is it?
It's not all fake. Of course, it's not all fake, because I wouldn't waste my time looking at something. If I, you know, the sniff test and it looks real, then I'm not going to waste any more time on it. If the sniff test is looks fake, if it looks fake, and it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, you know.
That's it.
You know,
I was just bringing that up because I wanted Frank the Salt Guy to actually set up the Dallas Goldbug Well Aware One debate with Aberrato. Because I'd really like Ab to apply the blowtorch to that guy. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Hoyt the lawyer applied the blowtorch to somebody, didn't he? Got him on an interview and tied him up. Can't remember who it was now.
Oh, David Weiss?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, you can, you know, just with simple questions and, you know what you're going to say and the questions you're going to ask, and then they can't answer it.
David Weiss, to me... I listened to Ab posted a sort of. I think he thinks he's a comedian of some of sorts or whatever. And I try and listen to his radio show, I don't mind a little bit of interaction or whatever. I might cut you off or you might cut me off, but that's because these guys. I try and listen to it, and I think Kayham said it best, where it's just like they're just a bunch of. What did she say? She said. I remember she said something of. I can't stand listening to them. They're just annoying.
I'm losing my voice. Yeah. I'm getting really sore now. Sorry.
You're right, man. It's just Weiss is good at getting people together. I think he did a lot of the work for the Baller Skeptic program that John LeBon did. So if that's if he does that, it's just maybe you should stick to that. I'll play out with the Thompson twins, and I'll hang around and see if Ab comes back.
All right, good man. Yeah, I've got to go.
Zyle, thanks for coming into the.
I can't. I don't have much time for this in the evening, but.
No, you're well spoken, and your posts on fakeologist.com are fantastic, and your back and forth with Tommy Dalpra.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, it's good to have like a repartee with somebody. You know, you're not just like pissing in the wind and. Even though people might be reading it, you don't get any feedback. It's nice to have a little bit of correction as well, you know, knocking back into line if I'm a bit too far.
Indeed. And that's why Bakeologist.com is by far one of my favourites. Yeah. And how did you find it again? You just came across it a year and a half ago.
It was about a year and a half, in about April, and I can't remember. It must have been something I was looking at on another site, and I must have clicked on a link and then found a discussion there, and then... just joined it straight away. Yeah. Was it 9/11? I can't remember. I'll have to go back and have a look now.
Yeah, well, it started out as a 9/11 site. Started out as predominantly 9/11, but now Media Fakery has taken over, which is what me and you are. I'm fascinated by.
Yeah, what I liked about it was the people like Tom were looking back into events in recent history, and then, you know, realizing. They too were probably fake as well, you know, disasters. And it's quite scary when you look back at any like historical event now and you think, crikey, that came to us from the media. And, you know, just because it was pre pre-internet age doesn't mean they weren't faking it all. Creating this make-believe world, like the history war, you know, the Second World War. You don't know what to believe. It's all what AP and Reuters and their messengers give us.
You must see that. I mean, we're a little bit older, but yeah, the newsreels and that they played the before the movies in the Second World War, they were so, the populace was so easy to propagandize back then.
Yeah, but it's no different. It's no different from a NASA video now, though, is it? It's just the same sort of thing.
I think there's a few clued people out there.
Yep. We were naive then, but is everybody more clued up now? Not if they swallow all this NASA stuff or they swallow all these fake stories in Metro.
But you were saying there's lots of NASA paid people, and I'm convinced of that. These paid people that are writing things they don't believe in. What are they called? Shills?
Well, it's their job. They probably get to go to the interview and they say, you've got to act this and you've got to write this and you do that till you retire, and you're not going to question it, are you? It's like the cash cow. What are you going to do? I'm going to kill it, are you? The goose that lays the golden egg. Good job.
Yeah, but the thing with me is that I don't know if I'd have to be hard up to I've never been hard up like that, where they must get people that rely on this and will say anything to get their next paycheck.
Once you're sucked into it, you can't get out of it. You've got to go along with it. A lot of organisations, you can't go native. They'll fix you.
Not unless you're comfortable. If you get yourself comfortable, then you can say whatever the hell you want. That's what I do. I try to say the truth as best as I see it. Okay.
Yeah, but you're not high up any organisation, are you?
No, that's true.
The press isn't going to come out and destroy you just because you've made a video laughing about fat astronaut, is it? if you were the representative for New South Wales in Parliament, you're not going to get up and you might be fighting in the chamber, but you wouldn't be asked. Maybe the running NASA down, that would be the end of you, wouldn't it? The Australian would have an article all about you.
You're so right. Melbourne, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A guy in Victoria in Victorian Parliament got up and started questioning 9/11 and the bullshit story. He didn't actually last very long.
Yeah, you're writing your own suicide note, aren't you, by going against the official narrative? Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, Simon's written about that. Yeah. I can't remember where he wrote it. It was from quite recently. But...
you self-censor, don't you? And you don't have to actively lie, but once you get to a certain point, you know what to say and know what not to say, I guess.
All these people in the emergency services, they go to a drill, they don't see anything, and they go home to their wives and, go home to their husbands and, what do they know? They got confidentiality clauses and they just hung around doing nothing in an ambulance when pretending there was a disaster around the corner and, they get paid for it.
You're
not going to rock the boat.
Say it was like this. You were emergency services. You did a drill. Yeah. And you knew that they were filming it all. And then say you saw it on TV 12 months later and they're pretending it's real. What do you do then?
Well, not 12 months later, 12 hours later.
12 hours later and then they start saying it's real.
38 people.
What do you do?
Yeah, I know. That's a good question, isn't it? Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that...
And if you had morals that's the wrong way to put it. If you had suddenly conflicting... Well, this is obviously a lie. What would you
twins of conscience.
You tell your own family, say, look, I know this isn't real. Like, I was there and I'm a part of this, but I'm not really. Try and tell your own family that look at what's happening.
That goes to the argument, too many people involved. I think you just sort of, you're tied in with these confidentiality clauses.
No.
You're not going to say anything, are you? Are you going to go around and say we just hung around nothing for 10 hours, and then we put some dummies in the ambulance and drove to the mortuary? Of course they're not.
Plus you have bullying. There's bullying nature. These things called hazing that I've been reading about. Hazing. And so there's sort of pecking orders and all sorts. Plus there's chain of commands and things
that. But, any command structure, you're not going to step out of line. How they do it, it's pretty clever, really.
Yes.
How it all works, I don't know how they choose people. But, on 9/11, there were all these people in, Yeah, but loads of people on drills then, weren't there? Has anybody ever gone native and said, oh, you know, fire engine number 113 really wasn't, you know, we were just doing
And
nothing.
They wouldn't get a voice. They wouldn't get a voice anywhere near mainstream.
No, you wouldn't get a voice.
And they wouldn't get a voice anywhere near Alex Jones or Young Perks or anywhere near there. So you'd have to come somewhere like here. But then I don't know what Ab's numbers are, but or Clues Forum or whatever. But then it's just so hard to get. If someone really, you'd have to do it, and even then you would be silent somehow, like legal action or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you started to gain traction,
lose your pension.
Yeah, they'd destroy
it. It's an interesting subject, isn't it? How people are tied into the drill. Yeah, there are a lot of people in the drills, and it doesn't leak out.
There's a documentary there for sure, like Crisis Actors and that whole business. Yeah, there isn't a documentary there. I don't know what there is. Something to really concentrate on someone. If you found someone with a story and they were credible and they were part of, say, Sandy Hook or the Boston thing, and because Bauman, you know, the guy that lost his legs in Boston,
he's
got this new movie coming out called Stronger. It's the most despicable, disgusting thing, you know. It's typical.
Did you listen to PK22?
Yeah, he's going on about it. He's a good guy.
He calls it out, doesn't he? You can tell he's emotionally involved in it, so, you know,
he's an extra. He's had experience in the industry as being an extra. Yeah. Have a look. There's a wonderful scene in that film with Nicolas Cage where him and Nick have got like a 2 or 3 second scene where he walks right next to him.
Wow.
Nick Cage, yeah. But he's experienced enough and he knows bullshit when he sees it, and good on him for the...
Yeah, I think he's straight.
He's under the pump at the moment. YouTube have given him 2 strikes, so he's really been sort of a bit quiet lately because he doesn't want to lose his channel. If you're in bad standing, YouTube can really make your life.
Yeah, Russian Vids lost his channel, didn't he?
He did, and same with that other guy I like, E from the Truth Virus.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost his twice. You know, these people that are fearless, but again, YouTube has all the power, so, you know, if they don't like what you say. No, forget about CNN and Fox lying their asses off. You know, people that the small guy that tells the truth, they're the one that gets you know, the Monty Python Flying Circus foot comes down on them flat.
Yeah,
flattens you.
Yeah, they'll just get a copyright violation, won't they? Everybody puts a bit of copyright in films, don't they? Unless it's like it's in the garden and you know, clips to explain something. And
forget fair use policy, which is what these people are doing.
They're not making money out of it, are they?
Of course not. They're not monetizing it, nothing.
And then they'll get a strike from YouTube, yeah. All right, I'm going to go, Roller. No worries.
I'll play out with the Thompson twins. Right. It's lovely to talk to you for the first time. Flex.
It'll be a while. Yeah, I might do it again, but I don't get much time, as I said. Okay.
No, no. Good to talk to you. See ya. Hooray.
User disconnected from your channel. User in your channel timed out. User entered your channel.
Microphone activated.
Yeah, so we don't know if Ab's coming back, but he might do. I'm going to hang around because the Blue Jays are about to take on the Kansas City Royals in... the game, I think, of the ALCS. They're down 3-2, so come on, Zach. Hopefully you've predicted that the Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays, my wife's from Toronto, Ab's from Toronto, why wouldn't we want them to win? Anyway, let's play this. This is Xyloflex. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now. The tattered and torn. Fussing and fighting, delighting the tears that we cry until dawn.
dedicating that song to the Thompson twins from Canada, Fitzgerald. Xyloflex, we've got to thank him so much for coming on Fakeologist Radio today. His voice, he said it was hurting every word he spoke when I was off air. He said I was just on researching and we just got chatting, and when he agreed to come in, the goodness of his heart. Very entertaining fellow. Very interesting things. And the things he adds to Fakeologist.com, like the research, him and Tommy, and they're back and forth in the chat, are legendary. Just like the fights that we see on Fakeologist.com are legendary, like with Frank and Simon Shack. I've never seen Simon Shack so animated and using such colourful language. But there you go. Frank can annoy the shit out of anyone. He certainly annoyed the shit out of me. The Blue Jays are about to start in any second now. ESPN will be going over and watching the Blue Jays play Kansas City. I know the fix is in. Fakeologists know that things aren't good with professional sports, especially at the elite top level. But it doesn't bother me. I still enjoy them. And I'm hoping, because my wife is from Toronto, Ab is from Toronto, I'm really hoping that the Blue Jays actually make it myself. And Ab said he might be back in an hour or so, so I'm going to hang here in the live stream on mute. And if he's back, good. If he's not, so be it. There we go. Over and out for the moment.
Microphone activated.
Him on this ride is a winner. And if there's now look, I think of all the games, this is the most pressure on him because of the situation of the bullpen. I think you only got two guys that are reliable down there. Ninth inning. If you get to those two guys, then you're in business if you're Toronto. So David Price, in my mind, has to go deep in the game in order for them to win, or season is over.
Yeah, very different story on the other side as we go to Tom Verducci. The formula remains the same for Ned Yost, 4-year-old Jordano Ventura. I'm anxious to watch him pitch.
Yeah, this is a rematch from game two. Remember that game? Shadows played havoc with the hitters the first six innings. No shadows tonight except for the shadow of that Royals bullpen, which looms over this game from the very first pitch. Ned Yost would be happy with five innings from Jordano Ventura because...
Okay, sorry, Ab. I'm just so looking forward to this game.
Strikeouts among 39 batters faced. The key to this game for Toronto, David Price cannot be the first starting pitcher to leave this ballgame. They need length from him.
Well, we're ready to go. They're ready to go behind us. Let's play ball here in Game 6. The Kansas City Royals...
Hi, everybody. This is Farce Value, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.